flying high.
Welcome to our air museum, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Greg, and I'll be your guide today. Please don't hesitate to ask any questions. I'll do my best to answer them. Right, we'll start with what I consider to be the most interesting plane in our collection. Just by looking at the nose of this plane, you should be able to recognize it.
It's a Concorde.
That's right, sir. It's a Concorde, a very special aeroplane. In fact, it must be one of the greatest technological achievements of the 20th century.
What was so special about it?
Well, it was the first passenger jet that could fly faster than the speed of sound. If you had to get from one side of the Atlantic to the other quickly, Concorde was the fastest way to do it. People who flew on a Concorde flight got the best of everything. They got to their destination in the shortest possible time and enjoyed the best service while they were doing it.
So did a lot of famous people fly on Concorde?
Oh, yes. Pop stars like Robbie Williams, Elton John, and Victoria Beckham flew on Concorde. In fact, Victoria Beckham flew to New York on Concorde just to try on a wedding dress. And there were others, actors like Sean Connery and Robert Redford, even the Queen of England.
How fast could Concorde fly?
Well, it could fly at 1,350 miles an hour, which is twice the speed of sound. But it only flew at this speed when it was flying over the ocean, because of the noise it made. The normal time for an ordinary passenger jet to fly from London to New York was between 7 and 9 hours. Concorde was able to do it in 3.5 hours. In fact, the record time for a Concorde flight from London to New York was just under 3 hours.
Who built the Concorde?
Actually, the British and French governments signed an agreement in 1962 in which they agreed to work together on the Concorde project. The first Concorde flew on the 2nd of March 1969. The airlines of both countries, British Airways and Air France, decided that they would use Concorde planes on their transatlantic flights. 7 years later, in 1976, 9 aircraft were delivered to the airlines. They paid the equivalent of £200 million at today's prices for each aircraft. The makers of Concorde planned to eventually produce 300 supersonic aircraft. In the end, however, only 20 were made.
Why didn't they make more?
Well, there were several reasons, mainly financial. And then, in the year 2000, a Concorde plane crashed over Paris, killing all 109 people on board. Concorde flights were immediately stopped until a complete technical safety check was carried out. Concorde never really recovered from the damage that crash did to its reputation.
So why don't Concorde planes fly anymore?
Well, the number of people travelling by air dropped immediately after the September the 11th terrorist attacks in the USA. So, of course, that affected Concorde as well. Also, the original planes were almost 30 years old, and their systems needed to be modernized. This would have cost so much money that the airlines couldn't have made a profit. So in April 2003, British Airways and Air France announced that they could no longer use Concorde, and production of this great aircraft was stopped.
So what happened to the 20 aircraft that were made?
Some of them were taken apart, and the pieces, including the famous nose cone and the pilot seat, were sold to collectors. The airlines donated all the money from these sales to charity. One sale in London actually made £750,000. Other planes like this one you're looking at now were given to air museums. You really should take a good look at this plane, ladies and gentlemen, because there aren't many Concordes left. And now, on to the next plane in our collection. This is a World War II Spitfire.